Hey there and hello, I'm your Karen Carpenter, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz, and welcome to In Yo Mouth!
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
Oh god, that's good.
I wanna know what you eat from the streets to the sheets. So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo Mouth.
I got the goosebumps.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Brown copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Hey there and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz, and it's the holiday season, and whoop-dee-doo, and hickory dock, you know that I like to suck. But anyway, it's December, y'all. I am back from my big gay Italian vacation and not rested at all. But I am super, super, super excited for today's first edition of the holiday episodes, because today's episode's all about gift giving and the In Yo Mouth gift guide. And with me today, I have two of my favorite people with me. Mr. Braden Bradley himself, say hello.
Hello.
Yes, and Ms. Leanna McMillan, say hi.
Hey, y'all.
Yes, these two lovebirds recently had me on their very, very popular morning show, Saturday Morning Live. I was a guest on their final episode of season 3, and how wonderful. Thank you for having me on, guys, and welcome to In Yo Mouth.
Thank you for having us on. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Are you so excited?
Yes.
I am.
And I just want to be clear, because you called us lovebirds, that there's no way I could ever get a man like Braden Bradley.
That's correct.
I know he would want to make sure people know that.
Thank you for that. She's such a good partner.
It was lovebirds in the friend sense.
Yeah,
but
yes,
without
for
the benefits.
Sure.
I mean, he does hand make soap, so that is a benefit.
That's true, but he doesn't give any to me.
I don't. She's clean enough.
Yeah.
Or is she just really dirty?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
But before we go any further, I want to wish you both happy National Cookie Day.
Yes. Ooh. These cookies are delicious.
Amazing.
Oh, are they? Are you eating cookies?
The cookies in my mind, yeah. That is. Happy National Cookie Day.
Yes. I need to go get some cookies. I didn't know.
We have to celebrate.
Yeah.
So here on In Yo Mouth, we celebrate every national food holiday.
Amazing. As you should.
I mean, I don't know why we have them, but I always ask, do you have a reason, or like, have you figured out why there is a need to have a national food holiday every day?
I think it's, you know, Big Sugar that's just trying to like push their agenda on us, and I'm here for it. I'm here to buy more sugar, to buy more food of any kind.
Well, so. I think they just want to increase their sales, right?
Yes.
Like the food,
like
brands.
Mm-hmm. Pizza sales. And
pizza sales.
Sugars and everything, y'all.
I mean,
Apricot sales.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it
vanilla
was National
wafer sales.
Indian Pudding Day like a couple weeks ago.
I didn't even know there was Indian pudding.
Yes.
I know.
I'll take some.
There's a great recipe for it in Joy of Cooking.
How do you know that?
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you making this shit up?
No,
I'm
not.
You better show up with some facts.
I have facts.
Oh, she is prepared. She is prepared. I brought the rosé, so.
Yeah.
You did, and I thank you for that. Did you know also, we love to call the voices of our gay ancestors of the past here on In Yo Mouth, and in 1970, New York City's first gay community center opens in Greenwich Village.
Wow.
Now, isn't that a gift to the gays?
On this day. That's amazing.
And yes. Do you think that has anything to do with why they picked National Cookie Day?
Oh, 100%.
To be on this day as
100%.
Well.
100%. Talk about a brand partnership.
Yeah.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, these cookies are hot and ready, honey.
Yes.
So I want to get to know a little bit about you before we move on.
Are
to
you sure about that?
The gift guide, because I had the joy of being on your show, but now, you know, the kids can't see you. I mean, we have this lovely studio audience here.
I know. Yes. They're so quiet. Yes, they're being
they're
so
great.
Good.
Yeah, they're great. But, I mean, how did you all meet? You're both from Texas,
yep.
I've read.
Yep.
Yes. How did the love affair begin? Let the children know.
Who shall start?
Well, we went to college in the same college, but we didn't really know each other.
We knew, there. I guess, we knew mutual people.
Yeah.
But then the love affair didn't begin until we landed here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah.
Was it like a college connection? Like, oh, you know, so-and-so went to Princeton and so-and-so went to Princeton. You should live together even though you didn't know each other because...
Pretty much. So I was in the fine arts department and Leanna was in the science department. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know we had a science department.
Well, barely.
And then... That was it. Someone like introduced us. I guess it was our friend Macy.
Yeah, or Tyler. Or one Tyler. Of the two. Yeah. And we started hanging out when I moved to New York. I needed some friends. So I started hanging out with Tyler, who I already knew. And he was living with you.
My roommate, yeah.
And you guys are very close friends.
Yeah.
And Brayden and I just hit it off. And we started kikiing together all the time.
I love it. And then a lot of
illegal substances.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, alcohol during the Prohibition era.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
That's exactly what we were talking about.
Yes, we only support the legal things here in New York State mm-hmm. on the pod.
Yes,
I mean,
of course.
Sometimes,
of course.
Sometimes I go to California to bake me some baked goods.
Yes, yes. For sure.
And sometimes we would also go to California and, you know, yes. have some of those baked goods.
Yes. All the time, actually. And while we were having some of those baked goods.
Full
yeah, there yeah. you go. While we were having some of those baked goods, Leanna came up with the idea of this morning show.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's where I was
show.
Going. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. And she asked if I wanted to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I said, duh, because
I really
I'm
couldn't
meant
think,
for that.
Yes, I couldn't think of a better person to do this with. Honestly, if I had to think of all my friends that I knew, who would be the best to have a show with? It had to be Brayden.
And I was the first choice.
Yes. And I thought to myself, can I get Brayden?
I thought that to myself as well. And yeah. she got me. Mm-hmm. She got
you know,
me good.
Last picked in baseball, first picked for morning TV.
Now, we don't need to bring up my childhood, but you are correct.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Don't worry, honey. I was right there with you.
But Leanna did a lot of
baseball.
UCB. Yes. Well, not baseball players, Leanna.
Yeah. Okay.
She did a lot of, and still does, UCB improv. And yeah. so that's where she like spawned this idea of like an improv comedic monthly mm-hmm. talk show,
yeah.
and then we just did it,
I love
and are still
that.
Doing it.
I love that. 3 seasons. How many episodes per season?
Well, we shoot for 12, but some months we just don't get it together. So
you
sometimes
know, listen,
we're traveling.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's
we're the creative type.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 people's schedules. You have a production team behind you, a studio orchestra,
yeah.
a dead bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsors.
I mean,
so many
sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah, just like I do here on In Your Mouth. Thank you, Frank's Red Hot, Hidden Valley,
love
Reynolds
it.
Wrap,
yes.
KitchenAid,
Oprah.
You know, Oprah, you know,
yeah.
Uber Lube,
yeah.
you know, rabbit vibrators,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mrs. Meyer's cookies, is that a thing or did that
no,
just
that's
Mrs.
Mean?
Soap.
That's soap.
Okay, mm-hmm. great. Well, as a soap connoisseur, I probably should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies to the group.
Yeah.
Anywho. So I was describing your show as Kelly and Ryan meet Watch What Happens Live.
I'm Kelly.
How would you describe your show?
I would describe it as a cross between like a UCB sketch show mm-hmm. and...
So UCB, just for the listeners out there,
Upright
is...
Upright Citizens Brigade. Mm-hmm.
Which is a very popular...
Improv
group
yeah.
here in New York, and I think they're outside of New York.
They also
as well?
Have a school based in LA and a theater in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're bi-coastal.
Mm-hmm. And uh-huh. who are some celebrities that have come out of there?
I came out as first bi-coastal, but
yeah.
then I went full throttle.
Well, yeah.
Actually, did the same.
Yeah.
I did the same.
For like a week.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, who are you kidding?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely watch What Happens Live for sure. We have a mm-hmm. lot of games that we play on the show,
yep.
like Who Tweeted. Then we do different monthly games
yeah.
that depends on the season.
I usually make up a game for the last half of the show that we play with our guests. We try to have a guest that is doing some other kind of creative project. So mm-hmm. that was you on our last episode. And mm-hmm. we also usually have a comedian come on and they play a character. And then we improvise that part. So that's the improv part.
We also try to always have a guest of color on each
mm-hmm.
show. We've been pretty successful. Sometimes a straight white male has slipped in as a guest, which we don't prefer, but we are all inclusive nonetheless.
Well, of course, as you should be.
Yeah.
And thank you for that here on my queer POC food podcast. Yes. The only one on the airwaves out there, if you didn't know.
Love that. Love it.
So I really think that's really beautiful, and thank you for sharing that. I really kind of want to get into the holiday spirit because I couldn't think of any other people I would want on my podcast, except for maybe Ted Allen, you know, but to do this holiday gift guide. So first and foremost, we need to ask, what do you celebrate? It's almost like asking your pronouns.
Love that. Thank you for asking. That's really smart.
Like, do we celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa?
I do Hanukkah and Christmas. Okay, I love a food holiday, and that's basically what Hanukkah is. It's like fried foods.
Everything.
And I love it. And I have only recently started celebrating it because my boyfriend is Jewish, but he really cued me into how amazing all the Jewish holidays are.
You made some amazing challah bread.
Yes.
It was so good.
Challah bread. We're going to make some latkes. Yeah.
Challah bread isn't that hard to make, actually.
Yeah.
I found that out, and there's a great NPR. NPR used to have, I should say, a food podcast. And at one point, they had these two ladies on that made challah bread in the old style. And it put a bug up my ass. And I had to make challah bread because I was just here for all of the tradition.
Yes.
Taking a piece and burning it and bringing it to the rabbi. I didn't do all of that.
Right.
But you make wishes. And I had all this challah bread in my apartment because over the weekend. And I was just, this was many years ago. And I was going to a gay wedding. I was like, what the hell am I going to do with this challah bread? So I brought
gift it.
Yes. So I brought it to this gay wedding. And I was like, for you on this blessed
was
day.
Was it a Jewish wedding?
No, they weren't Jewish. But let me tell you, the challah bread was better than the food. And everyone was like, who made this challah bread? And everyone was like, oh, Chris's Jewish friend.
There you go.
I'm not a Puerto Rican Jew, but I wouldn't turn it down.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's a good business model. Yeah. You could open up a business and start selling your challah bread. Cater some weddings.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, why not? Why not? So you celebrate your bi holiday.
Bi holiday.
Bi holiday.
Tri holiday, really, because I also love the solstice, and that is probably my favorite winter holiday.
Okay. Now let's unpack that really quickly. So
well,
the solstice.
I am a witch.
Okay.
So
do we call you La Befana?
Please do. Whoa. I don't know what it means, but I love it.
La Befana is, I just came from Italy, and so now I am Italian. And so La Befana is Italian's kind of answer to Santa Claus, almost. They have Papa Noel, but they also have La Befana, and she comes on Three Kings Day.
Okay.
And so the story goes is that the three wise men stopped at her house to ask for directions, you know.
That's cute.
Hey, how do you get to Bethlehem? Because our ways isn't working, you know. And there's a couple contrasting stories. I think the Russians say that she gave them wrong directions because she wanted to get there first. Mm. And the Italians say she needed to get her house in order before meeting the king.
Well, let's not believe the Russians because we all know what
they say. They sow disinformation.
And
so
but it was too late, and so now she travels the earth searching for the Christ child, and in her stead leaves presents for all the children, or ashes if you're naughty.
I love that. Yeah. So she's still looking for Jesus, even though he's no longer with us?
But it's like, it was her plight. It's like, you know,
just her like destined career path.
Thing. Yeah.
There's also Santa Claus. You know,
she went out to have a PhD, but She couldn't
afford it.
That's too
bad. What is Sinterklaas?
Sinterklaas is a Dutch holiday, and he's a man, and he comes and he leaves little treats in your shoes.
Of course he is.
Before, like usually around December 6th ish, and Sinterklaas brings all the little boys and girls candies, puts them in their shoes. It's beautiful.
That's cute. Mm-hmm.
So you celebrate the solstice.
Yes.
Continue. So you're a witch.
Yeah.
But not La Befana because you're not searching for Jesus.
No. Well.
She should be.
I love to do tarot cards and just cast a little spell on any kind of astrological event.
That's how she got
me to be. I wish I
would
have known. Maybe for like Valentine's, you can come on and give me a reading.
I would love to.
That's like a special guest spot.
She really does have a gift. We should have done it when we had you on Saturday Morning Live after we do our live show. She does a tarot reading.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, she's really good at it.
Oh my God, great. And Brayden, you?
So I'm not a witch by any means. I'm just an old Christian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Just raised Christian, so I celebrate Christmas.
Lovely.
Yeah, just kind of boring. Sorry.
That's beautiful. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I love
But
all
I love
holidays.
The traditions. I love the trees. I love the angels. I love the baby Jesus. My mom has like 18 nativity scenes in our like shoebox house. It's not really a shoebox, yeah. But you know what I mean. And we do like the church thing, the Christmas Eve, like Lord's
you
Supper.
Do the whole thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am, we do. Yes, ma'am, we do.
Do you go to like midnight mass or something?
No, because I'm passed out drunk by 9.
So yeah. Could like it, a real Christian.
Exactly. Like could it make Christian. That midnight thing? But I do read the story of the baby Jesus. To the family on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's lovely.
Before or after you're about to black out?
Right in the middle of it.
Right.
So sometimes, sometimes the story changes. Sometimes he doesn't.
Well,
die.
That's wait. That's the art of storytelling.
That's Easter.
The ancient art of storytelling, like passed
yes.
down, like it just changes mm-hmm. from hand to hand.
And, exactly.
And you are creating those memories.
I'm making up something new.
Yeah.
Love that. My
I
kids
love
are.
That.
Effed.
Yeah.
Wait, you have children?
On the way.
Yeah.
On the way. Yeah. They're with La Bafana trying to find.
They're trying to find Jesus.
They're in a tissue you left
yeah.
on the side of the road.
Well, okay.
Probably.
So you're both from Texas, yes?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It.
Why do you love that? People love when I say I'm from Texas.
I love Texas. I don't know what. I mean. Look, every place has its faults, but you can't blame it on the geography.
Yeah.
It's
I don't
the people.
Sure.
Look.
Well, two beautiful people have come out of
great
Texas.
Point.
Do you have some, like, really great Christmas memories? Or what was, like, even Christmas memories, crazy memories, or what was the best gift you ever received?
That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
It's a two-parter question.
I have the worst gift I've ever received. I was such a little brat one Christmas. So I was about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And Santa Claus had brought me a lot of gifts. I was so excited. And I didn't sleep. I was one of those kids that never slept because I was so excited to wake up Christmas morning. Went to the living room where the Christmas tree was, opened all my gifts. There was like nothing on my Christmas list that I got. My Santa Claus got me a pogo stick. What am I supposed to do with this was like 1990 something, mm-hmm. not like the 20s when there's like
I had a pogo stick.
Well,
growing
I'm
up.
Sorry, but I didn't want one. So I like turned the TV on in the middle of everyone opening their gifts. Like grandma and mm-hmm. grandpa were there, the aunts and uncles were there, and my mom, she said, "What do you think you are doing?" And I was such a little brat. And I said, "Santa didn't bring me anything I wanted," and I was like crying. And now I look back on it, like, what? Like, that is not the Christmas spirit whatsoever. I was such a little, and things haven't changed that much.
No, yeah, and he hasn't learned from that.
I was like, are you sure you want to be telling this?
Yeah.
but my family always tells me that.
They bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
When you start crying about your gifts, they say, this reminds me.
They know now not to give me anything unless I pre-approve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I like
As
being surprised.
Does.
Leanna, any good gifts or any, like, really crazy Christmas memories?
I just remember the most memorable Christmas I have is when I decided that Santa Claus was not real. And I told my mom, I was like, there's no way he's real. Here's all my reasons.
You just decided that?
I was like, I've come to the conclusion. I was a very scientifically minded child. Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, well, we'll find out. And the next day, there was a Jumanji board game in the fireplace, and it had soot on it. And I was like, this changes everything. This is new evidence. This seems real. And I believed in Santa Claus for like a good couple more years.
But why would Santa leave a gift in the fireplace?
He just like accidentally dropped it. Going back up the
chimney. I love that. When did you find out Santa wasn't real?
So this girl I had a crush on, her name was Kelly. I was in the third grade, and we were in line going out to like play recess or whatever. And she was like, you don't believe Santa's real, do you? And I really wanted to impress her because mm-hmm. I liked her so much. I was like, no, of course not. And then I went home and I just cried my eyes out.
Oh, no.
Because she was like, yeah, it's just your parents, right? I was like, oh. And then I had like one of those flashback moments, like, he didn't eat the cookies because my dad doesn't like milk. And like all these things like
wow.
started like montaging. Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Oh my
and
God.
I just put everything together right there. Anyway, life was ruined mm-hmm. in third grade because of Kelly.
I don't remember what age I was, but I remember the Jumanji. So whenever Jumanji came out, it had to have been like a year after that.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was the new Jumanji.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So really, last year was when I found out.
What a dummy.
My parents used to wrap gifts from them in certain wrapping paper, and then Santa had gifts.
Mine did that too.
Yep, and I'll never forget going out to the car Christmas Day or the next day after Christmas, and we're putting things, because we're going to visit family or something, in Brooklyn. And my parents opened the trunk, and there was Santa's wrapping paper.
Oh, shit.
And my brother, who's 6 years older than me, was laughing and terrible.
So that's how you found out?
Yep, that's how I found out.
God, that sucks.
I know. But listen, we're here to rejoice and be glad.
Yep.
I'm so glad Santa's not real.
Yes. Santa's a state of mind. Santa, it is. Anybody can be Santa.
I love it.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
Ooh, I'd say my trampoline. I was obsessed.
As a kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or did you mean like a gift, like as an adult?
Or as an adult.
The same answer, trampoline.
Yeah.
I loved just like jump up and down. I taught myself how to do like flips. I was like the trampoline kid.
Don't get old, because I just went to this exhibit at the Museum of Sex, and they have that bouncy castle of boobies.
That is so funny that you bring that up, because we were at work. We were just talking about that.
And I went in. I took one of my very best friends there, and we went in. You're only in there for a minute and a half. My knee still hurts.
Oh, my God.
His back still hurts.
Oh, my
gosh. We're like,
getting older. You have to take a close to me. No. I live by a good close to me.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you, Leanna?
I mean, I've been blessed, truly, to have so many wonderful gifts. I would say that the most memorable, like, nice gifts that I've received were from my grandmother. She used to always give me these terrible wallets for Christmas that I would just never use, but they always had $5 in them. And
love
no matter
that.
How old I got, even when I was 25, it had $5 in it, and it just was really sweet and special.
Yeah,
like a special
course.
Thing that she used to do.
Do you have any of them still?
I don't have the wallets or the dollars.
Wow.
But I do have the memory.
Love a good memory.
You know, I probably have some of her old wallets, because she had some cool vintage stuff. But
I love that. I love that. If I had to say what my favorite gift was to date, I think it would have to be my virginity last Christmas.
You got it back. How does one get that back?
In your mouth, listeners.
Well, please let me know.
The two of them almost spit rosé cider.
We have to replace these microphones.
Oh my God, that would be great. If anybody, Audio Technica, I love you. I love your mics. Give me the high end ones.
Hey, that's a Christmas gift.
Hello. Add it to that gift guide.
Sponsor to the pod.
We're all about sponsors at Saturday Morning Live.
Mics or Shure mics? Yes. Well, before we get heavy and deep into all the gifts, I think now would be a great time to introduce Leanna and Braden to my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of the pod, food news update.
Yes.
Food news update.
Food news.
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready,
girl. Spill the tea.
News update.
Jack Daniel's is releasing a holiday countdown calendar full of whiskey bottles and shot glasses.
What?
It's that is so genius.
Wonderful time of the year.
Like that an advent calendar?
Yes.
It's an advent calendar, but they have to say a holiday countdown calendar, so it's all inclusive of all denominations.
Got
love
it.
That.
Which, you know what? I'm here for
that. I'm here for that too. Bravo. That. Bravo.
And you can start your countdown any day you want.
Yes.
You could start it every month.
Yeah.
I mean,
whatever
I do.
Holiday
and that's
it is,
called
yeah.
the alcoholism calendar.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Countdown to rehab.
I love this. So recently, the liquor brand made this truly glorious announcement, and the calendar will feature 450 millimeter bottles each of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Rye, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey, and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire.
That's amazing.
Oh, and there will also be two 50 millimeter bottles each of Gentleman Jack and Jack Daniel's Single Barrel Select. That all adds up to 20 days of delicious drinking and a partridge in a pear tree. Are you sick of all
that? No, I love that. I love it. I'm just wondering when Jill Daniel's is going to be launched.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe I should think about that.
You heard it here first on the pod, Mr. Braden Bradley.
Jill Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's a lot of ladies that love them some whiskey out there.
That's true.
Especially in the South where we're from.
Yeah.
Ashley Darby from The Real Housewives of Potomac.
She loves whiskey.
Some Jill Daniels. I am here for it. You heard it here first, Jack Daniels, and we are here for this 20 days of Christmas. So
yes, and if they buy it today, they can have one every day and it'll be Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Hello? So perfect.
Ew. PBR is donating $9,999.99 to a Texas food bank in honor of the original creators of the 99 pack.
Love that.
I did not know that PBR had that much money.
Well, PBR does. PBR is very, very popular.
Really? Aren't they like a dollar?
On college campuses alone.
Oh, no, I have fond memories of PBR in college.
Is the original 99 pack, is that from Austin Beer Works? Because I know they make one.
That it is.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, PBR is a Texas beer.
Mm-hmm. You. So, yes, Austin Beer Works had the original 99 pack, and most recently, PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, shout out to you, not a sponsor yet, decided to create a 99 pack themselves. The 99 pack was a chance for us to pay homage to a great idea, give the world more beer to enjoy responsibly over the holiday season, and help a local community.
I thought it was like 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
It is, but how responsible is it to buy 99 beers?
Very, because if you buy 100, oh my gosh, you cross the line.
Yeah, you're right. You're in the double digits.
Yeah, you got to stay there.
But what if you're just having, I mean, I'm sure you're
what if you have 99 guests at a party?
What if you're having 3 guests?
I mean, your family reunion. Hello. <Yeah. laughs> Well, I love this. The donation is going to, I lost it.
Braden and Leanna.
Oh, thank you so much, PBR.
Thanks, Delish.com. It just doesn't say where the donation is going to. But you know what? I love it. The food banks really, really need the money this year.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you know, but the highest rate of homeless youth on the streets is LGBTQ youth.
Yeah.
They comprise like something like 60%.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And in the South, it's a really awful problem where people sometimes are not allowed to stay in their homes when they come out.
Yeah.
Yes, so, very true. So that's why we love the Alley 40 Center here in New York.
Exactly. So shout out to the Alley Fournay Center and to the food banks out there working extra hard this Christmas season.
Yes.
Love people doing good.
Holiday mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
Oscar Mayer is giving away bacon-weighted blankets just in time for cuffing season.
What okay. is a bacon-weighted blanket?
So I thought, this is hysterical. I just thought, in the spirit of gift giving, if you're going to buy somebody a weighted blanket, why not give them a bacon weighted blanket, which is a blanket with a bacon print on it.
Oh, a bacon print. Okay, because things could get messy.
I saw a corn tortilla blanket online.
Yes.
What? And you could mix these two and have a whole wrap. Like a burrito.
We get it.
God. So, Oscar Mayer, we know from our beloved bologna song. Thank you. And big shout out to Delish.com, where I get all the best food news.
They need to sponsor you.
They
well,
do. You
know, they just need to start a series on their website with me called Food News Update.
Oh,
hello.
That's
what
I would listen to that.
Check.
Yep.
So Oscar Mayer put out this product called the Bacon Blanket. Get it? B-A-E.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Gosh, they're clever.
So it's a 15-pound weighted blanket. If you've never tried one, apparently it's like magic. Do you have weighted blankets?
I don't even know what that is.
I don't, but it seems like Braden would have one.
So they're... A lot of them are filled with sand and things, and so it's supposed to create this sense of calm and comfort, especially if you're anxious, and help you fall asleep much quicker. Hence why I included this on Food News Update, because it's a great gift.
Send me the link. I'll buy 99.
Yes. Yep.
Beers on the wall. So they have it. If you want to get your hands on one, the lights just went out.
Wow, spooky.
If you want to get your hands on your very own weighted bacon blanket from Oscar Mayer, you'll have to enter the contest starting today through Friday at 9 Eastern Standard Time. So thank you, Oscar Mayer. And with that, I think this is a perfect end to Food News Update. How was that, y'all?
That was cute. Amazing. That's a great segment.
I love that. Yeah.
That's really cute.
I love that.
That's a great segment.
Yeah. Did you learn a lot?
I did learn a lot, actually.
We do the most investigative reporting here on Inyo.
I could tell the whole team of journalists behind you, they were fact-checking everything you said.
Everything. Yeah. So on to the gift guide, because we got to give the people what they want, when they want it, how they want it.
Yes.
I think one of the most ridiculous and most amazing things I've seen this year, and I would take it if someone sent it to me, Williams-Sonoma, or bought it for me. It's the world's first Revolution Cooking 2-slice high-speed smart toaster.
What?
Well, wait. I have to turn this around.
Oh.
Hold on. Take a look at that.
Y'all.
What, it's,
is that an iPhone or is that the toaster?
It's like a smart toaster.
It's a smart toaster.
So it looks like an iPhone on the side of the toaster.
Yeah, it's
that's
crazy.
What makes it smart.
Amazing.
I saw this the other day and I was like, no fucking way.
You know what that reminds me of? So I just finally got a Chemex, which is like a pour over coffee situation.
Love,
but they also have pour over that you can automate so that it's like a regular coffee brewer, and it does all the pour-over steps for you.
Oh,
how does that work?
So funny. It's like if you put, I don't know.
You put the grinds in? It's on the gift guide list. You beat
because
me to it.
I fucking hate, sorry. I don't know if we
can curse
on here.
You fucking can curse.
I hate getting up and making coffee.
Especially pour-over coffee.
Yes, and it's so good. I can't go back to
regular coffee. I make my coffee the night before because I like iced coffee.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's an easy process. Just really quick, back to the toaster. This innovative appliance by Revolution Cooking features smart technology that toasts bread in a fraction of the time, locking in flavor. Flavor.
Lock that flavor in.
That dry
that
bread flavor.
Bread flavor.
And producing your preferred browning and level of crispiness. I feel like I should have that like match game.
This is some finance bro bullshit. I'm kind of here for it, but also if I went to someone's apartment and they had it, I would.
You would
have
eat the bread.
About them. I would eat the bread.
You would eat the toast for
100%.
Sure.
I mean, it has an intuitive touchscreen that automatically lowers the bread into the toaster with extra wide slots that allow you to toast a range of morning favorites, from bread to bagels to waffles and even English muffins.
Love
and
that.
Pastries.
Wow. Can you ask Google or Alexa to toast your bread? Does it sync up with your
home
devices?
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I'm sure.
I mean, I don't eat bread because the gays don't eat the carbs.
Mm-hmm. I do, but never mind. I was about to promote bulimia, but I'm not going to promote bulimia.
No, we don't.
This is not a Saturday morning.
No.
No. I just thought this was the most ridiculous gift to give.
Yes.
But the best if you have space for a toaster and Williams-Sonoma.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Wants to send me one.
Like, mm-hmm. I wish I had space in my New York City apartment
to
have like all these amazing appliances. I have a soda stream, but guess where it lives?
Where?
In the cabinet above the refrigerator because there's no counter space.
That's not convenient
do you
at
make,
all.
But do you make soda?
No, because it's in the cabinet above the refrigerator.
Why don't you put it on top of the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, y'all are smart.
Hello.
That is an interesting point, though, because I think some of the best gifts are the most ridiculous that you would never buy for yourself.
Yes.
But also, living in New York, you want to be conscious of, like, people's space. We've all Marie Kondo'd our apartments
eight
times already.
Oh, my God. So many times, mm-hmm. and I'm over the fold. I've, like, everything just goes back into the thing. But I heard, Leanna, you have a special gift guide selections for us as well.
I do.
Let the children have some of them.
So I do have two really good food-related gifts that I think perhaps your listeners might be interested in. Have you ever heard of Great Jones?
Yes.
The spa?
There is a spa, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay. Or
there,
Holy Great
there's
Jones
a restaurant,
diner.
Too.
There's also, it's also a company that makes kitchenware. It's a woman-owned company. It's owned by two women that are best friends. It's based out of New York. I think they're in Brooklyn. But they make beautiful cast iron pots and pans. And I recently bought one of their Dutch ovens. And
Love.
It's just got like a beautiful retro look. And if you like Le Creuset, which I also love, but you want to support like a small woman-owned business,
for sure.
Then I say check out Great Jones. They have really beautiful stuff.
I love that.
And that is a great gift for a food lover.
Yes.
Yes.
Second on my list for food lovers that I already mentioned, but it's The Joy of Cooking. The new edition is coming out this year, the 2018 edition, and it's done by the original woman, Irma. I forget what her last name is. But her great-grandson and his wife, she's a Southern lady, so there's some good Southern recipes in there. But it's like a new, updated Joy of Cooking, and it's supposed to be amazing.
That's a great segue, because I was going to say, I think it would be a really cool idea to give somebody who really loves to cook vintage cookbooks.
Yes.
Love
right?
that.
Right? Like, so you don't break the bank, and you get like, or maybe you do break the bank and get like first editions of the things like The Joy of Cooking.
Yes.
And, the Julia Child one, French cooking cookbook, and all of that.
All the
but
hits.
What a cute idea. Like, you like wrap it up real cute, and it's all these vintage cookbooks.
There is a great vintage cookbook store in New York. I forget where it is, but there is a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for a gift.
And while we're talking about cookbooks, can I just plug a cookbook? I recently did an event with Allison Roman, who I love. I don't know if you're familiar with Allison Roman.
Yes.
She has a column in the New York Times. She has a column in Bon Appetit. This is her second cookbook that she just launched, gosh, maybe 3 weeks ago or so. Anyway, it's called Nothing Fancy. It is phenomenal. Not only does she share her recipes, but she shares like stories of what she was doing when she came up with these recipes. It's really, really cute. Great coffee table book as well.
I love that.
So plugging that for Allison Roman.
Yes. And 2 weeks ago, I had Dan Whalen of The Food in My Beard, speaking of cookbooks, on the pod. And he just so graciously sent me a packet of all of his cookbooks. And they're very affordable. You can find them on his website, thefoodinmybeard.com. And it's like the Tater Tots cookbook and the S'mores cookbook. And there's a cookbook called Stuffed where he like puts one thing into another.
Love it.
So, yeah. But I want to go back to coffee for a minute, because there is a coffee pot out there. It's the OXO Brew 9 Cup that mimics the pour over techniques.
Yes.
And you set it up and it'll grind it, throw it in the ish, put the hot water in, and then you have
that
fresh
is so
pour over
cheap.
Coffee.
It's a true Jetsons moment, because you're getting exactly what you want and the robots are doing all of it.
Yes, but where does someone come up with the name Elroy?
Yeah.
True. Good point. Good
point. You look like a grown-up Elroy. You could be like the grown-up Elroy
you
version.
You could. I'm seeing
their
a spin-off.
Son, Elroy.
No, his boy, Elroy.
I know. But their son, right?
It is their son, yes. Yeah.
That's a compliment. I thought he was cute. He's a cute little boy.
Yeah. And he has great hair.
Yes. He also had great hair. That's why I'm saying it.
Thank you.
But speaking of New York small living, have you ever heard of the AeroPress?
Yes.
The AeroPress is this tiny cylinder with it's smaller actually than your little hydrate bottle here.
That's my hydrate Spark 2.0.
So it has this little thing, and you put like this little cotton pad looking round. You know those round cotton pads you use for your
Of course.
But they sell these filters for this AeroPress. It's just paper. You put two scoops of coffee in, some hot water, and you put it on top of the cup, put the hot water in. And then you press down the plunger, and it brews the coffee into the cup, fresh, delicious. I highly recommend an AeroPress, because I haven't had any coffee. Like, I don't really love some of these big brand coffees, but through the AeroPress, it's like a whole world of flavor.
That's good to know. So I just am really basic, and I just have like a Keurig.
I've been spoiled by the Park Slope Co-op coffee offerings. Oh. They have the best beans.
Oh, love that.
So moving on, you know, because, I mean, we could go on a coffee adventure on the pod, and we'll do that a different day. But I'm noticing a lot of spirits without alcohol in them. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Like Seedlip Garden is a distilled non-alcoholic spirit.
Yeah.
So it gives you the sensation. I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it either. As an alcoholic,
do we have to call it a spirit? Like, you know, have it be what it is, which is, why are we trying to pretend like it's alcohol? There's no shame in not drinking.
But like, some of these things actually give you the sensation of being drunk.
They just don't have alcohol.
Was it like ayahuasca? What's the deal?
I have no idea.
It's not FDA approved. That's for sure.
But I feel like it's going to end up like all these vapes now. And we're going to have to ban them because it's going to start giving people cancer or something.
I'm not here for it, I don't think.
There's like boozeless bubbly, but it's on all these Christmas lists out there. So you know what? I'm just going to say be careful. But I picked this other gift for you, Brayden, because if I was going to give you something, it would be this. And it's a great bag and some Prosecco. The Italian wine producer Rufino has partnered with the Brooklyn-based indie designer Sticky Baby for this two-in-one gift of a stylish clear bag filled with half a dozen small bottles of bubbly Prosecco.
Oh my gosh, Brayden's face has lit up.
Brayden is so excited about
this. I had to take a drink to celebrate that.
Yes.
That is literally the best gift that anyone could ever give me.
A six-pack of Rufino in a purse?
A stylish drunk? Who doesn't want to see that?
This is perfect because I never know what to get Brayden, and I really need ideas.
I'll forward it to you, girl.
Thank you.
You better hurry because I'm about to buy it for myself right now.
that's the problem.
I know that's a problem I do have. As soon as I get paid, it like all goes because I just get whatever I want right then. I can't wait.
That reminds me too is that for, not to plug, but for our fourth season, we're starting a new segment called Brayden Bought It.
Where
we talk about what Brayden has recently purchased.
Yeah, so. And we should also mention how many times does he use it.
0 times.
Exactly. God, I have a problem.
I am obsessed. Moving on. Friend to the pod, Hidden Valley Ranch, kills it in the gifting game. And I don't know if you realize this.
Tell us.
No.
So Hidden Valley Ranch has the ranch shop where they sell everything from socks to sweaters to baby onesies to t-shirts that said, "You had me at ranch," to... P.S. They are not a sponsor, so I am not being paid for this, but I'm obsessed.
They even sell
stockings filled with ranch.
Oh my God. Literally.
People love ranch. I love ranch.
Filled with ranch. There is this Hidden Valley Ranch Letterman jacket that I am obsessed with.
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty cute.
Isn't that cute? I would really wear that shit out.
Yes.
They sent me and my old podcast partner, Marie, two big ranch sweaters and a gallon of ranch once. And so that's why they're friends to the pod. So I had to give them a shout out because they just kill it in this game.
Who doesn't love Hidden Valley Ranch?
It's so good. I feel like it's the only true ranch out there.
There is no other ranch. I mean, there's even like a mug that says dip, eat, and be merry.
Love that.
Their ranch-filled stocking that you have to pre-order. Ranch blankets, ranch coolers, ranch backpacks.
Wow.
Do they have a clear bag of
full of Prosecco?
No, but they do have a Hidden Valley Ranch flask.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Isn't that cute? Put ranch in?
Yeah, just do a shot of ranch.
Oh, my God. We were doing shots of ranch from that.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were. Marie and I were doing shots of ranch. Because why not? When you're sent a gallon of ranch, what else do you do with it?
It's so good. I really want some pizza with ranch right now.
Can I ask you guys, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can I ask you guys just like, I'm trying to think of the best like stocking stuffer options. And do you have any favorite like traditional stocking stuffers that you always
condoms.
Look for?
Condoms, Rose.
But what if you know that person doesn't need condoms?
Everyone needs condoms.
Not me.
No, you're about maybe engagement rings.
That's what I want in my stocking.
No, that deserves like a real packaging, not a stocking. My Santa Claus always leaves lottery tickets in my stocking.
I love a lottery ticket.
Scratch-offs. We don't really do stockings. So,
no?
I mean, no. No.
Okay.
No. We do.
Change.
Just a sock full of change. I love that.
There's always like, I guess.
To
like
beat off intruders.
Yes.
All the gift cards to go in the stocking. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like underwear and socks. But mine are always monogrammed, which is very sweet mm-hmm. my mother to do.
Socks are,
Santa.
Socks are cute.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And AeroPress, I bet, fits in.
Would that fit in there?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe.
You know? Or maybe, like, I mean, we're on a cooking podcast here, a food podcast, so, like, utensils could be good.
Hot sauce.
Yes.
Hot sauce.
Oh, my
sauce.
God.
That's
one
cute.
Of the things that I wanted to mention on the list, you know how everyone's carrying around metal straws?
Yes.
Mr. Braden Brady?
Yes, I do carry around my metal straws. Got to protect the turtles.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're marketing now silverware that come in this little silicone thing that you can carry around.
So I do have that as well, and I use my lunch. I eat my lunch with my metal silverware every single day because I'm not going to use any more plastic.
That's so great. I love that.
That's
yeah,
really
that's
awesome.
That's a good stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
That is.
Yeah, I love this. Well, you know, I think we've given the people a lot of food for thought here.
I have one more gift that I wanted to say I wanted for the holidays. And I want, like, a yearly subscription to Blade. Do you know what Blade is?
I don't
is?
Know what Blade is.
It's like the helicopter.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
You got to find you a sugar daddy.
Well, that's why I'm putting it out here on this pod. Because if a sugar daddy listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A sugar baby that. Listening, too.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm just sick of the traffic.
Daddy.
I'm sick of the traffic. And I really just
and
need to jet out.
And you
want to
copter in.
Yeah. Copter in, copter out.
I love that. Well, you know what? This has been such a joy to have the both of you on the pod. Can you let the kids know where to find you, how to find you? Give them all the social medias and the Saturday Morning Live hookup.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So you can find us on Instagram at SatMornLive and also on...
Wait. Sat...
SatMornLive.
SatMornLive. Mm-hmm. I thought it almost sounded like Satmore and Live, and I was like, wait a minute. Who's Satmore?
And on YouTube, we are Saturday Morning Live with Braden and Leanna. I think our YouTube channel is youtube.com/SatMorningLiveNYC.
I love that.
And on Facebook, you can find us. Just type in Saturday Morning Live, Braden and Leanna, and you'll find our Facebook page. And we go live every third Saturday of the month at 11:30 ET.
And when does the new, when does the new season start?
The new season drops on January 11th, 2020. That's going to be season 4, and we have a lot of new awesome segments like Braden Bought It, Leanna Learned It. We have so many
wow,
new, a lot of new segments. New show format, maybe. We have a lot of new stuff happening.
I love it, and I can't wait to see it. This has been so, so great. Folks out there, don't stress out over the holidays.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. You know, I recently wrote an article in West 42nd Street Magazine. Check it out, about keeping the holidays simple, because just the thought alone, you have already gone the extra mile.
That's so true.
Ooh, that's good.
And with that, I want to say big hugs and big thank you to you both, Leanna and Braden. Thank you for spending this time with
thank
me to
you.
Laugh and spread some holiday cheer. And thank you all out there for listening to In Yo Mouth.